For the few moments that we share this morning, we simply want to talk to you about how to stop a storm. How to stop a storm. I know that you sit seated today with your Holy Ghost halo hovering over your head, praying that you can deceive people because you're hiding behind your mask as to the fact that there's no storms that are going on in your life. But the truth of the matter is, if any of us have been selected by a sovereign God, we have truly been selected for the storms of life. Many of us want victory without the vicissitudes of life, but it is truly something that is illogical for us to expect God to move in a mighty way without discovering the ways that He moves in. Sometimes the methodology of God is maddening to many of us, and we find it difficult to serve this sovereign God. But I believe that He selected this text for this celebratory moment for us to enter into this space of revival, because there's something powerful packaged right here in this particular pericope. If you'll go through, many of us mismanage the reading of this text and the understanding of this text because we don't read it in context. If you step away from the context, then you'll mismanage what it's saying to us. It's a very powerful principle that is packaged here, and you'll see it at the onset if you begin reading at the previous verses. I won't do so for respect of time, but in your time of study and devotion, we would that you would go back through and just begin at the first verse, and you'll understand that it opens up talking about the power of the sower. The parable of the sower. Then it goes down and it tells you about the purpose of that parable. Then as we go down and we get around the 13th verse, it talks about the parable of the sower, and it is now explained by the writer. As we continue to navigate through the text, we look and it continues to give us this theme and this thread about seed time and harvest time principles. Now, you must understand that He's given these principles to those who play on the periphery. Don't look around, but there are many in this room right now that are just playing on the periphery of Christianity. We just stay on the outskirts and on the surface of it, just encased, just perhaps if there's something that is problematic that we would have as this wild card that we can pull, this Jesus that someone has preached to us about. Really not interested in engaging Him intimately, but just perhaps or in case something goes wrong, I'll have this God that Mom taught me about. I'll have this God that Pastor Andy preaches about. And for many of us, that is the brag, that we don't have any problems. We don't have any challenges. We don't have any trials. We don't have any tribulations. And can I present to you that that's probably because you're on the periphery. Periphery people only stay in the place where things are practical and where things are comfortable and where things are just the humdrum, mundane, routine, mediocrity that we migrate through on a daily basis. Just stay on the surface. That's good enough for me. Just shout about the house that's coming, the car that God wants me to drive, and let's just stay in a comfortable place. Don't dare start asking me to do something like serve, be a part of Victory Park. Don't ask me to get engaged and involved in the everyday affairs of Christianity. So you really don't have a testimony. But many of us that are not on the periphery, but for those of us who have been intimately involved with God, we're the ones that get invited into the storm. Somebody y'all couldn't say amen because you ain't never been in a storm. Somebody preached to you that faith keeps you from the storm, but that's really not the truth. Faith keeps you in the middle of the storm. It is on the periphery that He gives the practicum. It is on the periphery that He gives the principles. But it's to the disciple that He gives the opportunity to come in and work what He taught them when He gave them the principles while they were on the periphery. You must understand this, and that's why some of us can't shout today, and that's why some of us can't praise today, because we were absent when class took place. And so we sit here today with our sorrow, sad look, believing that God has passed us by because we really don't have a principle for the problem that we're in. But for those of us who showed up to class, for those of us who have been participants in midweek worship and we've done our devotionals and we have a prayer life, we are not at all facing this moment as if it is something problematic. But real disciples look forward to storms. And as we continue to move through this text, I promise you before the end of it, we're going to shout because of the storms that we're in. I know that we can't shout over these points because many of us have not mastered what it means to follow Jesus. And in order to follow Jesus, we must understand that he has simply not given us practical practices so that we can stay on the periphery, but he gives them to us so that when he invites us into the moment, it is to give evidence to everything that we've already learned. As you read and as you begin at verse number 33 is where we want to start. It says, and with many such parables, he spake the word to them, and they were able to hear. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. See, here we go. Disciples have something on a deeper level with God. And as we engage with him and as we stay on the periphery and as he teaches others, we apprehend the principles so that as we move into these moments, he takes us from practicum to principle. Now he takes us into an opportunity to work the principle that he gave us. So he says to them, let us pass over to the other side. Those are very powerful words there because those are prophetic words. And it's just like God to give you a prophetic word prior to the predicament. The reason that he does that is because when you learn the methodology of God, you'll discover that he gives you the prophetic prior to the predicament so that when you get in the midst of the predicament, you know that he's already given you a prophetic word. Can we be honest? That's how some of us made it through 2022, through 2021, and that's how we're going to make it through 2022 is because we have a prophetic word from God. It's not that everything is going rhythmic and fluid. It's not that everything in my life is peachy keen. It's just because I've got a word from the Lord. That's why some of these people were leaping and shouting and dancing, not because everything was aligned and accurate in their life, but because they got a prophetic word from the Lord that said, let us journey to the other side. Just tell somebody, I don't know what's going to happen between here and there. But one thing that I do know is that I got a prophetic word going into the problem that I will make it to the other side. Regardless of what happens between here and there, my responsibility is to hang on to every word that God has gifted to me prior to going into this predicament. And so the reason that I can praise God with winds swirling around me and with the clouds gathering overhead and with things darkening in my life is because God's credit is good with me. Is there anybody in World Overcomers that knows that God's credit is good with me? I mean, I've seen God do some stuff that prior to getting into this predicament, I've watched God work and I know how God moves, and this is not God's first rodeo. Not only is this not only not my first storm, but I've been in the storm and the rain, but guess what? I made it. And when I look around this room today and when I see all of these wonderful people in this room, it's evidence to the fact that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. For if the Lord said it, he will he not do it? And look around this room and look at some people who have made it through the impossible. And if you have the unmitigated gall or audacity to wonder why we praise God, it's because God has kept his word. Just nut somebody and tell them God has kept his word. If I get on your nerves today, and if I shout around you, and if I dance gets over you, it's only because God has kept his word. Somebody shout at me and say, God has kept his word. Yeah, there's a few people in this place that can say and testify that God is a faithful God. Come on, just shout that God is a faithful God. In case you're in a fearful, fretful place, I come to remind you today that God is a faithful God. If God said there is another side to this, there is another side to this. I've come to inspire you and encourage you and tell you that there is another side to this. Some of us have lost the thing that we prayed that we would not lose. And that's the very thing that we found out that we lost. But praise God, there's another side to that. Some of us have gotten diagnoses attached to our names. But praise God, there's another side to that. What am I saying to you today? It don't end this way. That's good news, and that's a shouting point for somebody already, that it will not end this way. Somebody just clap your hands and act like you received that and just shout, it will not end this way. Woo, there's another side to this. The very thing that I want to be depressed about, the thing that I want to get in the bed and pull the covers over my head and act like it's over, the devil is a liar. It will not end this way. I wish I had somebody that came to have some church that could just lift your voice and open up your mouth and say, self, it will not end this way. You know, sometimes you got to talk to yourself, because it's better to look crazy than to go crazy. Some of y'all ain't learned that. You're trying to impress the people who are sitting around you. But for those of us who have been through something, you know, every now and then you got to talk to yourself. Help me preach up in this house. That neighbor won't touch you. That neighbor won't even look in your direction. That's why every now and then you got to look in the mirror and you got to encourage yourself. Somebody help me in this house. Can you just clap your hands because you gonna make it? Can you just open up your mouth and give God praise? Because in spite of what it looks like, you serve a God that is still able to do exceeding abundantly above anything that we are able to ask or think. On your way down, shout, it will not end this way. And so he gives them the practicum, gives them, amen, the principle, then gives them the prophetic word. He said, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, some of you don't understand why this season has been the way that it is. It's because God has been trying to separate you from some peripheral people. God has been trying to connect you with some people who have the same faith that you have, some people that know how to touch and agree and know how to believe for the impossible from God. And I just believe that you are seated next to the person that you are seated next to because they have the same level of faith that you have. Let me back that thing up and rewind it and bring it back where it needs to be. I said you are seated next to them because God has put your answer right next to you. He tells Jeremiah, he says, before I formed you in the belly of your mother, I knew you and I ordained you and I sanctified you to be a prophet unto the nations. You've got to excuse me, but my inquisitive mind wants to inquire and say, God, if you knew him before having known him, where did you know him? He said, I knew him in my mind, because Jeremiah is the materialized, manifested mind of God in the earth, thought with purpose, spoken on purpose, and manifested for a purpose. What did I come to world overcomers to tell you? That you are the materialized, manifested mind of God in the earth, thought with purpose, spoken on purpose, and manifested for a purpose. Can I tell you that you are not looking for the answer? You are the answer. Just bother somebody and tell them you sit next to your answer. Don't you sit up there and play me short and act like you sit next to somebody that can't change your life around just like that. You ought to just nudge your neighbor and tell him you sit next to your answer. Now I need you to clap your hands and give God a praise like you sit next to somebody that can shift your life just. Help me preach up in here. Give me just a little volume, y'all. I feel like having church. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So he said, let us leave the multitude. And I believe that that's why God has gathered us in this room, because there's enough faith to shift everything that's going wrong in your life. There's enough faith in this room to put the answer to everything that you came in praying about in your life. Get somebody and tell them now is the right place, because I came to tell you that you are in the right place at the right time for God to blow your mind. And I believe that God has issued a clarion call, and he has gathered us here at World Overcomers today because we're about to leave out of here better than we came in. I told y'all the devil messed up when we came together, and I believe that somebody needs to clap your hands and give a good God a good praise. Oh no, I need you to clap your hands like miracles can happen just like that. I need you to open up your mouth and celebrate God like things are about to shift in your favor. It's a matter of fact, you ought to lean over in your neighbor's direction and tell them miracles are in the atmosphere. Y'all gonna sit up in here and be bougie, be great, grand, and wonderful, and act like you don't need God to do nothing. The devil is a liar. I came up in here today saying, God, if you don't do it, it will not be done. But I believe that there's a God that can still turn it and shift it in your favor. Tell somebody to take the next 30 seconds and give God a shout like you believe God is about to show up. Please be seated in the presence of God. And so he gets them away from the multitudes, because multitudes will mess up your miracles. Sometimes you need people who are believing on the same level that you believe in on, people who have the same intimacy that you have with God, people who know how to pray. Amen. Deliver me from y'all church folk to just come on Sunday morning to shimmy, shake, and shout and swing from the chandeliers. The devil is a liar. I need somebody that can believe that God can shift it, God can stop it. And baby, if you are not one of those people, you can put your Baptist finger up and you can tiptoe out the room. But for those of y'all that came believing for God to do it, I believe that it's going to show up in emails. I believe that it's going to show up at a knock on your door. I believe that it's going to show up before the week is out. I need somebody to release some faith in this house and act like God is about to get it done. I said nudge your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, if you knew what I knew, you would be praising God like I'm praising, because I feel faith in this room. I feel like tumors are about to get out of somebody's body. I feel like God is about to fix it up and straighten it out. Somebody clap your hands and shout, it's revival time at World Overcomers. Please be seated in the presence of God. And so he brings them away from the multitudes, and he brings them out, and the Bible says he brings them into a place where there are other little boats. Amen. There are other little boats who are trying to see how in the world do you handle your storm. Can I tell you that in 2020 there were other little boats that were watching, waiting to see how you would handle your storm? There were people in the cubicle on the other side of you that were waiting to see how you handle a storm. There were people in your neighborhood that were waiting to see how you handle a storm. And can I tell you that the church properly failed miserably in showing the world how to handle a storm? We cowered in corners and pulled covers over our head as if God was not a God still seated on the throne. But I'm so glad that there are some people in the World Overcomers today that knows that God is still seated on the throne, and he still has all power in heaven and in earth in the palm of his hand. Somebody shout, he still got all power. No, say it better than that. Tell your neighbor, he still has all power. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm just a little country preacher from the hood. Amen. And I came to preach like I'm the preacher that I am. So if y'all don't want me to preach, y'all can send me back over to the river. But as long as I'm at World Overcomers, let me feel like I'm at the river and just tell somebody God is still on the throne. Oh, no. Come on. Talk to somebody that look like they got the Holy Ghost. Tell them God is still still on the throne. But see, that's the problem with the modern church. We have inverted the paradigm, and we believe that we are the ones who are seated on the throne and that God is our servant. But the devil is a lie. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the king and we are the servant. I wish I had some help up in this house. Tell somebody, if it's gonna get done, it's not gonna get done by God, but it's gonna get done by you. I see you didn't read your Bible, and you just want to pray to God and you want to ask God to get it done. But that's why he taught you the principle when you were on the periphery. When you are on the seashore, he gave you the strategy so that when he brought you into the storm, you would not have to wake him up. Yes, see, that's the problem. Many of you are waking up a God that you should leave at rest, because he gave you everything that you need before you got in the thing that you're going through. That's a good shouting point right there. And somebody ought to give God a praise and shout, devil, you're a liar. I got everything that I need. You ought to just nudge your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I got everything that I need. That just hit somebody's spirit, that you ain't got to wake Jesus up. You can go on and let Jesus rest, because he gave you the principle before you got in the problem. And as long as you know how to work the principle, you can go on and let Jesus be at rest. Bother somebody and tell them, let Jesus rest. Jesus wants you to rest because he gave you a strategy before he sent you in the storm, that says that if you just simply work the strategy and if you work the principle, you can come out on top of the problem. Some of y'all are saying, well, Bishop, I don't see that in the text. Please be seated in the presence of God. I promise you it's there. But he was in the stern asleep and on a pillow, and they woke him up and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we perish? He says to them, I did not bring you into this to die. That's a good praise point right there. Because baby, no matter how bad it is, God did not bring you in this to die. That's why you got to get a prophetic revelation of where you are called to die at, so that when you get in the middle of a storm, you don't believe that that's the place that God brought you to abandon you. Somebody ought to open up your mouth and say, devil, you're a liar. I'm not going to die right here. Jesus understood, I die on a cross. I don't die in a storm. So baby, when you get a revelation of where you're called to die at, you can endure whatever you're going through, because I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed on the inside of me. Can I tell you that the only reason God brought you in this is to reveal the glory that he's about to pull on the outside of you? Look at somebody and tell them, keep watching. As a matter of fact, baby, you might as well take a picture, because if you see me again, you will not see me in the same place that you found me. I wish I had some help up in this house. I keep telling people in the River Church, baby, you better learn how to move something. You better learn how to adjust something. You better learn how to switch something up. But whatever you do, don't let them find you in the same place that they left you. Look at somebody and tell them, the devil is a liar. Tell them, I'm not going to die in this. God did not bring me in this to die, but God brought me in this to flex. Somebody ought to open up your mouth and give the devil an acknowledgement and let him know that I will not die in this. No, open up your mouth and shout, I will not die in this. I wish I had some believers up in here. Look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I will not die in this. God brought me in this to show every demon, every devil, every principality, and every power that greater is he that is within me. That's it. I feel like preaching up in here. Look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, if you only knew what was going on the inside of you. Right now there are healing in your hands. There's miracles in your mouth. There's authority in your feet. And I wish I had somebody that believed it. You ought to open up your mouth and give God a shout of praise and shout, I got everything that I need. please be seated. Give me just a little volume. I promise you, we're going to get ready to strap up and go home in a minute. And so he's worried and he's disturbed by the fact that they are waking him up. I know that because when you understand the tense in the Greek, you understand where Jesus gets disgruntled with his disciples. And I'm going to show you that a little bit later on in the preaching moment. But I need you to understand how he's working them and how he's working them into an opportunity to discover everything that he placed inside of them. There's an old philosophical question that says, is the wine press evil? Is the thing that produces the olive, is it evil? Is the thing that crushes the grape evil? To the one who's the connoisseur of the wine, and I know y'all too saved to act like you drank wine, and that amazes me. If Jesus could turn the water to wine, why you gotta be so holy that you can't drink some wine? But that's for the River Church. I'm sorry, that wasn't for World Overcomers. Amen, amen. But here's the response to the connoisseur. The wine press is a blessing because it's the crushing that produces the beautiful bouquet and the fragrance of the elixir that one is about to sip and enjoy. And praise God, can I tell you that the thing that seems evil to the person that is the connoisseur, it seems like it's a blessing. So while we're going through, it appears to be evil, but when you discover what it produces, you understand that God is the only one that can pull a God thing out of an evil thing. And some of y'all are going through an evil place right now, but it's in the midst of the evil thing that we find out how precious and how amazing God really is. Can I tell you that you would have never known the power that was in you if you hadn't gone through the stuff that you've been through? But you ought to be able to stand in the devil's face and say, after all I've been through, I still got a praise. Why? Because I'm more powerful than I ever knew. Can you just nudge your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, if you only knew how powerful you were, you wouldn't sit there today acting like it's all over, but you would lift up your hands, open up your mouth, and give God a praise, because you got enough in you to drive every demon and devil off of your house. You got enough in you right now to stop every storm in your life. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Tell your neighbor, I got enough in me. And if you touch and agree with me, I believe that we can drive demons back to the pit of hell. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, neighbor, can you touch and agree with me? Because I believe that there's enough power in this room to straighten all of Durham up right now. There's enough power in this room to get your body healed. There's enough power in this room to drive depression out of your spirit. Somebody ought to open up your mouth and give God a praise like things are about to shift. No, I said give God a praise like something is about to happen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, neighbor, you got 12 more minutes to be depressed. Tell him you got 12 more minutes to sit there and act like it's over. But as for me and my house, I know that there's a God that is still working through me. Somebody give God a shout. Please be seated in the presence of God. So he brings them into this great storm, and the Bible says that when he was in the stern part of the in the stern asleep on the pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, carest thou not if we perish? Amen, amen. Jesus, like, what are you talking about? I didn't bring you in this to die. I brought you in this to increase you. I brought this in you to bring everything that was in you out of you. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus gets up. Everybody get this. Jesus gets up. And the Bible says he arose and rebuked the wind. Now, many of us believe that means that he spoke harshly to the wind. But when you translate it and when you look in the Greek, that's the word there, the word epitomeo, which means that he honored the wind. You're going to get this in a minute. Everybody say he honored the wind. Amen. He did not speak harshly to the wind. He epitomeoed, he honored the wind. You're going to get this. That's how you stop a storm, because you can't control what's under until you learn how to honor what's over you. Yeah, I got a few people that don't ride the short yellow bus that got that. Amen. I said, when you honor what's over you, you can control what's under you. You will never receive what you don't respect. Tell somebody, if you don't respect it, you can't receive it. If you don't respect power, you can't exact power. And some of us want to work a power that we don't respect. And we act like, well, they're just a man just like me, and they just do what I do. The devil is a liar. When you honor power, you can respect and receive power. Because when you honor up, you can control what's under. And so Jesus steps up. He honors the wind, and when he honors the wind, he then speaks to what's under and says, peace be still. I'm trying to see where some people are that know how to work the principle. I told you that this is a seed time and harvest time principle. All in the prior passages, he was talking to them about seed time and harvest time principles. And when he gets here, he's still talking about seed time and harvest time principles. When you sow, you can grow. So many of us, we have not learned how to grow anything, because we believe that it's just gimmicks and games. But the devil is a liar. I believe that there's some tithers in here that know that God will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not even room enough to receive it. Praise God for the principle. Look at somebody and tell them, I've learned how to work the principle. Amen. If you want to have a friend, you got to first be a friend. That's why some of y'all ain't got no friends, because you're waiting for everybody to come be your friend. I wish I had some help up in this house. But when you know how to be friendly, when you know how to honor friendship, that's when God will give you friendship. When you know how to honor the man and woman of God, that's when the same favor that is on their life will rest upon your life. Somebody ought to clap your hands right there and give God praise for Pastor Andy and Lady Thompson. Amen. Because when we honor up, we can control what's under. No, y'all can do better than that. I said, when we honor up, we can control what's under. Here's how you stop a storm. You lift honor up, you sow up, and then you can control what's under. That's why when we learn how to leave Jesus alone and let him rest and let him be a king on a throne, we then will be the people of God that will flow in the earth. That's why he brought them into the storm, to show them that the same thing that is in me is what I place on the inside of you. And I know that some of y'all are looking for Jesus to do it, but can I tell you, the work of Jesus is already done. Over 2,000 years ago on a cross, he died and hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. I feel a little Baptist up in here. Y'all don't mind, do you? I said he died. Somebody help me preach and just nudge your neighbor and tell him he died. Oh, but praise be unto God. They put him in a bald man's tomb. Oh, I know this ain't a Baptist church, but I feel a little church. And just tell somebody he died. He died. He died. He died until the earth began to reel and rock like a drunken man. He died until the sun refused to shine. He died, but he got up with all power in heaven and in earth. In the palm of his hand, he took the keys of the kingdom and said, whatsoever you bind in the earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever you loose in the earth shall be loose in the heavens. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I came with the keys today. Baby, you can sit there and look great, grand, and wonderful, but some of us came with some keys today that would
whatever is locked up in your life, tell somebody we're about to loose it and let it go. Whatever is bound up in your life, we're about to come in the name of Jesus, and we came to do kingdom business today. Are there any believers in World Overcomers that came to do kingdom business? Look at somebody and tell them, we're getting ready to stop the storms in your life. I need you to stand up on your feet and get ready to stop every storm. Get ready to stop the wind from blowing. Get ready to stop the waves from raging. Look at somebody and tell them, when you honor up, you can control what's under. Instead of waking Jesus up, you need to just start giving him praise. Somebody just start clapping your hands. Start giving God praise. No, I said clap your hands and give him praise. Clap your hands like you believe in his power. Clap your hands like you believe in his word. Clap your hands like you believe that he can do it. Come on, baby, begin to release praise in this room. Begin to open up your mouth and release honor all in this room. Come on, open up your mouth and send up a sound of praise. Come on, we get ready to honor up. And then when we honor up, we go control what's under. Come on, tell him he's worthy. Tell him thank you. Tell him that he's King of Kings. Tell him that he's Lord of Lords. Come on, where are the believers at? Somebody start filling this place with your honor and adoration. Somebody open up your mouth and fill this room with your glory. Fill your room, fill this room with his glory. Somebody open up your mouth and start giving God praise. Somebody open up your mouth. Start declaring him to be a healer. Start declaring him to be a way maker. Start declaring him to be a burden bearer. Start declaring him to be a door opener. Somebody start speaking up. Come on, open up your mouth, World Overcomers. Whatever you came in struggling with, whatever you came in wrestling with, God is getting ready to give you the power and the authority to step on it in the name of Jesus. Now come on and clap your hands and give a good God a good praise. Come on, clap your hands and give a good God a good praise. Praise be unto God. Look at somebody and tell them, when praises go up, tell them blessings come down. Come on, tell your neighbor, when praises go up, blessings come down. We're about to try it one more time. Tell somebody, you got 60 seconds to act like you ready to be done with it. You got 60 seconds to act like God is about to work it together for your good. You got 60 seconds to shout like it's already done. You got 60 seconds to believe like he's a God that conquered death, hell, and the grave. Somebody open up your mouth and scream in this place. Come on, baby, you got to do better than that. Look at somebody and tell them your deliverance is in your shout. Tell them your breakthrough is in your scream. Tell them your open door is in your holler. That's why he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God strong and mighty, the Lord God mighty in battle. Open up your mouth, World Overcomers, and release a sound in this place. We almost there. Find three people around you and tell them we almost there. Tell them this time I need you to praise them like something is about to give, like something is about to break, like something is about to happen. I need you to hook up with somebody on your row. You just better hook up with them elbow to elbow. Rock them and shake them like you got the Holy Ghost. Tell them, baby, before we leave here, everything in your family is about to be fixed. Everything in your body is about to be healed. Can you just grab your neighbor's hand? Tell him, neighbor, it stops right here. It stops right now. Because when I give God praise, everything's about to work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. Get ready to give God your best praise. Somebody act like you came to stop a storm. Somebody open up your mouth and begin to give God a shout. Pull. Come on, pull. Come on, there's a prophetic word in this room that when things get rough, you got to push. Where are the believers in here? Look at your neighbor, tell them, neighbor, I came to push today. I've been dealing with something in my family that I came to push out of today. Some of y'all can be honest and say, I came to kick every demon and devil out of my house in the name of Jesus. You better grab your neighbor's hand and tell them, get ready to push. Baby, this is the devil's last day. Stay it in your child's mind. This is the last day that the devil gonna live in your house. Somebody shout, get ready to stop your storm. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Start clapping those hands. You give it a principality notice that today is the last day that you got to stay in my body, but you're about to get out of my house. Run to three people and tell them he got to go. Run to three people and tell them he got to go. The devil is a liar. Today is my day to step to the helm of my ship and say, peace, be still. Somebody ought to open up your mouth and say, peace, be still. The devil is a liar. Look for somebody that look like they got the Holy Ghost. Grab them today. Grab them like you've been born again. And tell them there's enough faith in this room for me to get my family free. Come on, grab them today. Shake them and rock them. Shake them like it's revival time. You're about to go home today and see that it's already done. You're about to open up your mailbox and see that it's already done. You ought to grab somebody and tell them, today is the day that something shifts for me. Y'all playing, y'all didn't come to have church. I said, grab your neighbor's hand and tell them, COVID is a liar. I came in here in the faith of God to speak to every storm in my life and say, peace, be still. Somebody help me like you need it. Open up your mouth and shout, peace. Woo. Just lay your hands on three people around you. Tell them, peace, 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 peace. I speak that over world overcomers, that there's some peace and there's some more favor. Look at somebody and tell them there's another wave of favor. As a matter of fact, if you can praise them like you receive it, if you can praise them like you got it, if you can leap like you know it. Tell somebody that storm just stopped. Tell your neighbor that storm just stopped. Come on, baby, release your faith and shout, the storm is over. Ooh, everyone standing on your feet. Lift your hands and open up your mouth and begin to release glory and honor out of your mouth. The way that you stop a storm is to honor up. And when you honor up, you can control what's under. Take the next 60 seconds to begin to release glory all around this room. Come on, he put everything in you that you need to stop this storm. You don't have to accept storms. He gave you a principle. Took you through the practicum, gave you a prophetic word, and now he wants you to plant the principle. Don't wake him up.
work what he put inside of you. Come on, everything that Pastor Andy teaches you every Sunday, work what he put inside you. Lift your hands and open up your mouths. Fill this room with your worship. Fill this room with your worship. Come on, that's it, that's it. Come on, open up your mouths. Fill this room. Woo. Come on, fill this room. Come on, fill this room. Come on, worshipers, where you at? This is how you bring calm to a storm. This is how you stop the storm. You honor up and you control what's under. Didn't you learn anything before the pandemic? Didn't you learn anything before the problem? Did you learn anything before the difficulty? God didn't bring you in here and sit you under this mighty man of God, this awesome anointed teacher of God, for you to be fearful and be fretful. You got everything you need in you. You got everything that you need in you. Just tell somebody, I got everything I need in me. I'm done. I got one more thing that I need to do, but can I please be obedient to the Holy Spirit? Can I please be obedient to the Holy Spirit? Can we just take 3 minutes? I want you to just find somebody, and I want you to pray in their direction. There's a strong anointing for prayer in this room right now. And I can't get to all of you, but there's an anointing that's flowing. Can you just start praying in somebody's direction? There's a yoke that's getting ready to be destroyed. There's a yoke that's getting ready to be destroyed. I feel it in this room. The power of the Holy Spirit is about to move. There's healing power that's flowing right now. There's healing power that's flowing right now. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Come on, pray audibly and openly. Fill this room with the sound of prayer. Come on, those of you that are watching us by way of streaming, just start praying right now. Start praying all around this room. Start praying. There's a healing that's flowing right now. There's a healing that's flowing right now. I know who you are. I know where you are. But the Holy Spirit said, just flow. Just pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray audibly. Pray audibly. Pray audibly. Hand me that envelope. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Woo. Sweet anointing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Woo. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on, dig just a little bit deeper. Come on, draw from the well. Come on, draw. Come on, pray audibly. Pray open. Woo. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I want to do this while we're coming out of prayer. Clap your hands and give God praise. I came here today to honor up. There's so many preachers that don't know how to honor. I tell people I'm not the most educated, I'm not the brightest bulb in the room, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But one thing that I know how to do is honor. I know how to honor. And I came here today not to preach. Man, you guys got the greatest preacher on the planet. I came here today to honor up. Amen. So that we can control what's under. I brought a $5,000 seed today. And because I got some storms that I need to stop. And the best way to stop a storm is to honor up. And then you can control what's under. And so today I came to get seed in the ground. Preaching was just the vehicle that brought me to this place to get seed into this amazing ministry and into this amazing man of God and this amazing woman of God. There's some of you in this room today, you need to stop a storm. Remember, it's seed time and harvest. Every seed stops a cycle. Whenever a woman gets pregnant, the seed interrupts the cycle. How do you stop a cycle? With the seed. When you honor up, you can always control what's under. And so today, if you're in this place, you say, Bishop, I got a storm in my life. I'm here to tell you that shouting about it ain't gonna stop it. Dancing over it is not going to end it. But if you work the principle, everybody say, work the principle. Come on, say it better than that. Say, work the principle. If you work the principle and you plant the seed, you can stop the storm. So Jesus rebukes the disciples. He doesn't rebuke the wind. He gets frustrated with them. Why are you so faithless? Didn't I teach you everything that you need? All you had to do was evidence it by letting me sleep and work what I taught you on the seashore. If you're in this place today, you say, Bishop, I got a storm in my life, but I just learned how to stop it. I want you to join me today in sowing, and I want you to get seed in the ground. Some of you are planting for this amazing project that this church will do debt-free. Amen. I said that this church will do debt-free. I said that this church will do debt-free. Some of y'all still don't know where to praise, because in order for God to do this debt-free, he's got to increase you. You do know that. Amen. Now let's praise God like we going in debt-free. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to stand with me today. Let's stop a storm. I want this to be one of the greatest seeds of this revival time, because Durham is represented in this. And when Durham comes together, we should stand together to see the greatest church in our city accomplish the greatest feat that it has set out to accomplish. And I want to be there to celebrate it. I want to be there to put my foot on it. I want to be there to say, that's right, world overcomers, let's go in the name of Jesus. There's some of you today, maybe you can do a $5,000 seed. I'm not pushing you to do that. But I do want you to get a seed that's from your heart today. A seed that says that I got the lesson. And I understand how to stop a storm today. I'm going to sow up. I'm going to sow into something that's bigger than me, something that's greater than me, something that God is doing something epic in. And one thing I know, that when you get a part of that, that oil flows from the head down. While we're preparing our hearts and while we're preparing our minds, I want every person in this place today, get your seed in your hand. I want you to lift that seed, and I'm going to pray over that seed, and then we're going to release you back into the hands of our pastors, and they're going to lead us forward. Come on, let's lift that seed up. Lift it high, lift it high. Let every principality and power see that you got the principle, that you'll never again be disrupted by the winds blowing and the waves coming and beating against your ship, because you know how to stop a storm. And that's what we're doing today. We're going to stop a storm. Things are shifting, things are changing, and we're stopping storms today. Cycles are being stopped right now. Things that you came in that doctors couldn't deal with, they're being stopped right now. Things that you came in that you've been to therapists to solve, and yet you still struggle. Today with the seed, we stop the cycle. Father, I bless you for every person in this room. I thank you for the favor that rests upon their life, and I thank you for the authority that you're transferring onto them right now. God, I thank you for the man of God, and I thank you for the vision that you are flowing and bringing forth into the earth through him. And I thank you that it is yes and amen. I thank you, Father, that you are pulling into the earth everything that you've already done in the heavens. And because you are a master, because you are a king seated on a throne, we will let you be at rest. The woman of God has declared over this house that this is the seventh day blessing, and that this ministry is at rest, not struggling with storms, but having authority over every storm. And so, God, we have gone through our difficult place, and we will give evidence to everyone watching that of a certainty you are with World Overcomers Church. I thank you for the man and woman of God, and we sow now into greatness, declaring and decreeing these things done in Jesus Christ's holy and righteous name. Every believer of God said it is so. Amen and amen. Are we coming? Can we come? Can you please come and bring your seed at this time? Come. I want there to be a traffic jam. Just come from wherever you are. Come bring your seed. Even if you've sowed via the app, I want you to come and just touch the stage. Amen. Come get near the flow of the anointing of what God is doing in this moment. It's flowing onto your life, and it's going with you. It's going with you. It's going with you. It's going with you. Amen. Praise God. Come on, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. God bless you.
While they're coming, if you just hold off on leaving, just let them come. While the buckets are moving, just remain with us for just a minute. Allowing the folks to come in faith. As they're coming in faith. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Did you hear a word from the Lord this morning? Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I believe our pastor has left us in good hands. Thank you to all of you who sow on a continuous basis to our Building Fund campaign. We believe that God's going to do that. If I were you, I'd go watch that again. How to Stop the Storm. The Lord says the same. We'll get to be with you again on Wednesday night. Those of you who are watching live stream, make sure that you tune in with us on Wednesday night. We'll be right here, same station. We know that this is Thanksgiving week. We're praying for you. Those of you who are traveling to be with your families, we're praying that the Lord will give you strength. Those of you who may have lost members over this last year and this Thanksgiving will look different for you, I promise you, we are praying for you. We're praying for you that you'll have strength in this season. If you lost your family, your mother, your father, whoever's going to be absent from the table, we are praying for you that God will give you strength in this season. Listen, if you know someone who's lost someone in this season and they've served with you here, make sure you reach out to them. Make sure you show love. Make sure that you show care. If there's someone who you know, they're not able to travel, invite them to your house. Why not? Invite them, even if you have to have it outside in the cold, invite them to your house and make sure that you don't let the enemy trick you into being alone this holiday. Make sure that you get in fellowship and there's strength in our fellowship, all right? We're standing so that we can leave. God, we thank you so much. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for great vision. Thank you for sending Bishop Godby our way. We're asking you right now that you would please return strength to his body. We thank you for meeting every need in his house while he was here in our house with us. Now, God, as we leave this place, but never your presence, would you go with us? Would you be God for us? Would you cover us? Would you strengthen those that are weak? God, you've given us the answer this morning on how to stop the storm. So allow us to follow in it. Thank you for our online viewers. Bless their families. Bless their basket and bless their store. We thank you for it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all say together, amen. Amen. Be blessed, everyone. Have a wonderful Sunday.